This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now on Zoom, the host of Cal Penn Approves This Message, Mr. Cal Penn. Welcome to the show, buddy. Nice to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Where are you speaking to us from? Is that a cool office you got right there?
Yeah, I wish this was mine. This is the set for our show.
Oh.
So it's in true COVID style. We built the set in a house because I had to quarantine for a little while.
Right.
So that's our... Yeah, I want to keep some of this stuff, though.
Yeah, Cal Penn approves voting. That's a good...
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine if this was my own office? I just had my own name.
That'd be great. You speak in third person everywhere you go. I love it.
I used to be so down to earth. What happened?
Yeah. What happened to that dude? Got his own show. Went bonkers. For the past month, Cal, you've had the election-themed talk show on Freeform. A fair way to describe it, right? How'd you decide what topics to talk about specifically?
Yeah, good question. I mean, look, we wanted this show to be funny and nonpartisan, which doesn't mean you don't have a point of view. It just means you want it to be inclusive and it's younger skewing. So we looked at issues that young voters and people who had really been taking action on a lot of things have been working on. So climate change, healthcare, just registering to vote in general. They were all things that had really positive stories. The climate change episode is the one that just dropped on Hulu this morning. And that one, you know, you have young progressives who you generally think of as being involved in the climate change movement. But we also have a bunch of young evangelical conservative Christians who you don't usually think of as being involved in the climate change movement, but many of them are. And it's a really cool story of how they're partnering with each other. So that was one example where like, we know we want to talk about that. And in 21 minutes, you don't have time to cover all of climate change. So that's a cool angle that is a feel good thing, but it's also real. Based in science, based in people taking action in their own communities. So that's how we kind of curated the 6 episodes.
I love that you're exposing other points of view. And just because you may feel a certain way or believe in certain things doesn't mean you don't necessarily agree with other things. So that's great. Did you find it difficult to find people who are vocal about, say, more conservative viewpoints?
No, not at all. In fact, this was a really cool, that was my worry, right? Where I was like, all right, there's a lot of yelling and screaming nowadays, obviously. I'm not saying it doesn't feel good to send a nasty tweet. Sometimes it does, but it doesn't really accomplish anything, right? So it's like, is it going to be hard? Is it going to be hard to get people to have, like, I want the show to feel like you're having a beer with your friend and talking about stuff. And are we going to find the guests? And the answer was yes. Like we had, you know, our 2 episodes back to back, one was on education. The other one was on the Supreme Court. And for the education episode, Secretary Clinton joined us. And I had a lot of friends who were like, oh, are you sure you want Secretary Clinton? Isn't she too polarizing? And I was like, maybe if you're going to ask her about polarizing issues, but she's had a lifetime of public service, and I want to talk about what it's like to know that much about our system of government, period. The next episode, we had a conservative law professor who's part of the Federalist Society. They're a really conservative group that advises President Trump on his Supreme Court picks. And he was willing to talk to us. And everyone was like, are you sure you want to do that? I was like, again, I'm not going to ask him about policy. I want to ask him about what it's like going through a Supreme Court confirmation process. What can a voter do? What can somebody who cares about the Supreme Court, what should they know about? What should they look at? And those were both really fun, really great conversations. So I was really, you know, I was excited that we had the chance to provide different different people with different sets of experience that usually would yell and scream, or usually you'd want that person to yell and scream. But for us, it was like, hey, I want to take advantage of like what's in here, what's in the brain. How can we learn from this?
Good for you, man. Good for you. Like to hear that, because I think a lot of people do want the same things, just have different viewpoints on how to get there, right?
Yeah, and dude, like you said, it's not, you know, we always think of it as a zero sum game, and there are plenty of things that it's way more murky than that. There are things that you might agree with somebody on four things and disagree with them on 10. Sort of like how there's never going to be your perfect candidate, right? Whether it's for president or whether it's your senator or somebody who's running for mayor. Mm-hmm. It's complicated, and we wanted to bring out that complexity.
Well, the final episode airs on Tuesday. Cal approves voter empowerment. What can you tell us about?
I love that episode because we had the chance to really focus on people who are active in their communities, and our final series of guests, it's a town hall where we had a lot of young leaders from all over the country, a bunch of different states. They got to ask questions to one of the Parkland survivors who's really active in the conversation about gun violence. And she's really so smart and comes at it from the understanding that not everybody agrees, and it's a complicated issue, and the Second Amendment itself has different interpretations. And then our other guest in the town hall is a DACA recipient. So he's an undocumented immigrant. He's been working in organizing and activism and has a really interesting family story. And no matter what anybody's points of view are, it was just a really great feel-good conversation that made me think, honestly, at the end of the episode, I was like, as long as young people from every walk of life actually get out there and vote and participate, I'm actually hopeful about the future. I know those of us who are older, you know, it's the yelling, it's the screaming, it's the polarizing, but it's that focusing on that next generation of people who are so active just made us feel really good. So I hope we convey that with the episode. Also, sorry, I have to give a shout out. My friend Andy Samberg did a really hilarious sketch for us in that last episode. Andy and I have been friends since right after college, before either of us had careers. And so it was really cool that he came on and gave us a fun cameo.
Oh, that is cool. Yeah, no, he is a good dude. Oh, nice, man. That's cool that he got involved right there and did that. Nice. You're going to be part of this Silence of the Lambs TV series called Clarice. I feel like I have to say it like that. Is it directly connected to the movie, or are they having
it created? Is, yeah. I think it starts, what, like two or three weeks after the movie ends. So it's, I had to grow my hair out for that like mid-90s feel a little bit.
Right.
But it's cool, man. It's dark. It's a CBS drama, so I'm curious to see how it translates to network. But it's so artistic and weird and creepy, and it's a, you know, great cast. Rebecca Breeds plays Clarice. So we're on episode. We're just finishing up the pilot episode this week.
Nice.
We've got 12 more to go.
Oh, nice, man. Good luck with that. Look forward to checking that out. Bill and Ted had a resurgence this year, man. Could we see Harold and Kumar down the road, perhaps?
I really hope so, dude. I hope so. I like to joke that I would consider it a win if I'm 100 years old doing like Harold and Kumar 14.
Like that would just be, major win.
Kumar is so much cooler than I will ever be in my life. Anytime we get to do one of those, it's a thumbs up. So I hope so.
Right. You dressing up for Halloween this year?
I'm trying to figure that out. I do want to. I got to figure out if that's going to be a Zoom drinks thing, and I only got to worry about gear up costume, or if we're social distancing somewhere. Like, what's the deal? Yeah.
What were you last year?
Last year, what the heck was I last year? I did dress up. Oh, dude, I wore. I was on a show called Sunnyside, I borrowed. We did a Halloween episode, and the woman playing my sister went as Taco Bell. So she had a dress made out of Taco Bell wrappers, and I borrowed it after the shoot, and I went to Taco Bell.
Solid, solid. Yeah. I just want to brag about my upcoming Halloween costume because it's going to be epic. Before
this is all he talks about anymore.
I'm very excited right now. Just so you know, when you see the pictures, you're going to say, "Oh, he told me I'm going to be Nature Boy Ric Flair."
Oh,
from back in the day.
But tell him the coolest part.
What you mean? Oh, Ric Flair himself actually sent me one of his robes, which I'm receiving today. Yes, with the boas in the thing, and I'm gonna rock the underwear and the whole thing.
He's still having to work on the
you did your research.
Yes. All right, man. Before I let you go, listen, I'm gonna put you on the spot with quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Yeah.
What's your favorite show you've binged during quarantine?
Oh, what's it called? The HBO one about all that terrible family.
Succession?
Succession.
Yeah, that was great.
Go to karaoke jam.
Oh, Hootie and the Blowfish, Let Her Cry.
Oh, nice. Good one. That's a good one.
By the way, not being able to do karaoke, it's been a rough.
is that how you spend all your free time?
Right.
I'm not saying I'm a good singer. I'm just saying I live in New York City.
It's a good time.
Karaoke is a thing.
Exactly. I'm with you. I feel it. Celebrity crush growing up.
Oh, man. You know, it was Candace Cameron, and her mom was my first agent.
Really?
So like 11-year-old me that had like the innocent crush on Candace Cameron from Full House. And then the 21-year-old me, I didn't know. It took me a while to make the connection that Barbara Cameron was Candace's mom.
Right.
It took me so long to get an agent finally. And I'm like, oh my gosh, my agent's my 11-year-old crush's mom.
Seems like fate to me.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Favorite TV or movie president?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'll be biased. I'll go with Kiefer Sutherland from Designated Survivor.
Yeah, you kind of have to pick that, don't you? Because you're on that show. Like, yeah. Kiefer would be very upset if you went with
True. No, that's
Morgan
solid.
Freeman from Deep Impact.
Right. I'm going Michael Douglas, an American president. He was great in that. I love that one.
That's a good one.
Right? And last one, your greatest Halloween costume.
Greatest Halloween costume.
That Taco Bell one seems pretty epic.
I'm gonna give you two answers. One, Taco Bell, for sure. But I also was really nerdily proud of, like, 8 years ago, I want to say, I thought it would be hilarious to go as Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
I think it's cool.
I'm laughing.
It meant that all I had to do was part my hair and wear a suit that like a dad would wear. And I thought that that would be funny. But then I forgot that after everybody's third drink, nobody knows who Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is anyway. Like,
right.
He was in the news for something he had tweeted or whatever. And it was just such an epic fail of a costume because then it just looked like I was going as like a car salesman or like a dad.
Right.
Nobody knew what to make of it. I still stand by that.
I back you on that because those in the know would give you the nod. Like,
yeah,
I got you. I feel you on that one. That's next level stuff. Cal, nice catching up. Congratulations on everything.
Thank you. You as well.
And watch Cal Penn approves this message Tuesday on Freeform. Thanks for checking in, pal.
On with Mario Lopez.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.